problem for the Appian is that in June 2010, the prime ministers at their meeting set an objective to reduce poverty in the European Union by at least 20 million over the next 10 years. And that's one of the five big targets in the Europe 2020 strategy. And this target is not at all reflected back in the recommendations being made by the Commission to the countries. And so it makes it incredible when the Commission and the Prime Ministers make such a big commitment and then don't follow up. And there's little or no recommendations which really would result in a serious effort to try to reduce poverty in the European Union.
Is it too naive to say that the current problem of poverty in Europe as well as in other places in the world is based actually in the present economic system, which thrives on poverty?
Well, we believe that inequalities has been growing all over the world, and the current system and dominant model, which is basically a type of neoliberal politics, has been generating increasing inequalities and generating poverty. And the problem with the Commission recommendations is that they rely on these solutions, again, with the recommendations that they're making. And we know that what will result is increasing inequality and more poverty. And so we need a vision which is much more balanced. And that's what we heard we were going to get in the Europe 2020 strategy, an inclusive growth as well as smart and sustainable growth. And the inclusive growth part seems to be left behind.